Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loffrey. Lori Walsh is off today. South Dakota ends the 2017 fiscal year with a nearly $8 million surplus. Despite revenues being lower than expected, the state cut enough spending to prevent a deficit. SDPB's Andrew Bork looks at the specific categories of the state budget to explain how it happened.
After a $7.9 million surplus, South Dakota now has over $165 million in its reserve funds. It wasn't drastic, increased revenues that kept the state above zero. The three branches of state government spent $15.6 million less than budgeted. Liza Clark is the commissioner of the Bureau of Finance and Management. She says it's important to reduce spending before touching state reserves.
We didn't want to take out of the budget reserve. The governor's been very adamant that that is really important for our rating agencies, for us to have approximately 10% in reserves. That's been important for us to maintain our AAA bond rating.
Maintaining a AAA bond rating lowers the interest rate the state pays on bonds. Clark says this saves money for the state government as a whole.
That's important because that saves the state tax dollars money. If we go to bond and issue and we get a lower interest rate, that's a lower payment that we have to make.
Sales and use tax is 61% of the state's 2017 revenue. The tax is 4.5% from retail sales. Sales and use tax increased over 10% from 2016. Clark says this is because 2017 is the first full year of the 0.5% sales tax increase that passed in 2016. There's still no law that requires online retailers outside the state to pay online sales tax. Some companies voluntarily sign up to pay online sales tax in South Dakota. Lost dollars from online sales is something Clark's staff is watching.
Last year, around this time, we had projected that online sales were losing $50 million. Roughly 30 to 35 of that would be state dollars. The rest would be city, local tax dollars. Since we do have over 100 online sellers signed up, we do have more information, so we're continuing to review that projection and work through those numbers if that $50 million is still the right number. So we're continuing to evaluate that.
Contractors' excise tax is up 5% from 2016. This tax is 2% of all prime contractors of construction projects. This number grows because of construction growth and increased material costs. Lottery and tobacco revenues remain within 2% of 2016 numbers. One surprise is the insurance company tax. Insurance tax is a 2.5% tax on companies that have policies in South Dakota. 2017 is almost 2% less than 2016. Clark says there are a couple possibilities for the lost income. One example is lower than expected property and casualty revenues.
One of the things we've looked into is that's a timing issue of when insurance companies pay, because they pay quarterly, and so when their final payment comes in March or April, that number was quite a bit lower than what we have projected and what we have seen in the past. So we've continued to look into that, but also with what's changing in the insurance market, we aren't seeing premiums go down, but possibly people are buying less insurance. Property and casualty was down. Annuities are down. So that was a large one.
Unclaimed property is 3% of 2017 revenue. It's down over $10.5 million from 2016. After 3 years of property being unclaimed, it's considered abandoned and the money is transferred to the state's general fund. If someone claims the property, the state is obligated to pay the money back. Clark says this makes estimating unclaimed property revenue difficult.
We're projecting how much money will come to the state that people didn't claim their funds. That is a huge fluctuation every year, so that one's really hard to predict.
A combination of smaller income sources are 12% of 2017 revenue. These are anything from licensing and fees to investment returns. Despite the up and down revenues, saving money is why the state has a surplus. Agencies cut nearly $15.5 million. Examples of cuts include not filling vacant positions and not spending money on capital assets. Capital assets include things like computers and equipment. The largest savings is the Department of Social Services at just over $10 million. Clark says the number seems high, but that's only 2% of its total budget. Human Services is the second largest savings at just under $2 million. Clark says savings reflect fewer people needing care.
Their projected people that utilize their services came in lower than expected. Not as many people were utilizing their services as they thought would.
The United Judicial System and Legislature cut spending by just over $1 million. A link to the 2017 budget summary is on our website at listen.sdpb.org. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Andrew Bork in Sioux Falls.